Now, next patient is Cassandra D'Ignazio. That is Cassandra, Cassandra. D'Ignazio is Dignazio. D'Ignazio. Cassandra D'Ignazio. Date of consultation is 7/8/22. Date of visit, I'm sorry, date of birth is 6/29/95. Please make a copy for Jessica Taft, TAFT, Jessica, PA-C. Next paragraph, chief complaint is cough and shortness of breath. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 27-year-old female who has a previous history of asthma since childhood. Also has a history of depression and bipolar disorder, and has been on various antidepressants and anti-anxiety agents. The patient was sent for a recent chest X-ray, which was clear, and she has been using albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis, and apparently went for a follow-up chest X-ray this past week. I'm sorry, this past month, which reportedly showed no acute infiltrates. The patient has post-nasal drip, nasal allergies, and coughing spells, but denied any fevers, chills, night sweats. She was recently also treated with a course of antibiotics without much relief, and has been using a Symbicort inhaler, which apparently gives her some spasm in the throat. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of bipolar disorder. She also had a history for COVID-19 infection in August of 2021. And the patient has a history for removal of a cyst. From a cheek. She denies any hypertension or diabetes or previous pneumonia. Next paragraph, habits. The patient does not smoke, denies alcohol use. She is disabled. She worked in sales. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, family history. Both parents in good health. No history of asthma in the family. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient has fatigue, no weight loss. Yes. She has no double vision, cataracts, or glaucoma. No vertigo, but has some hoarseness, wheezing, coughing spells, and shortness of breath. She has heartburn, no black stools, diarrhea, denies urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. She has depression, anxiety, and has joint pains, muscle aches, no headaches, seizures. I'm sorry, has headaches, but no seizures or memory loss, no skin rash. or itching. Next, physical exam. I'm sorry, next is a med list included fluoxetine 40 milligrams daily, perphenazine 8 milligrams BID, montelukast 10 milligrams daily. Recently completed a course of prednisone and Symbicort 80 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID, Depakote 250 milligrams HS, and cetirizine 10 milligrams a day, olanzapine 5 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This obese young white female is alert, no acute distress. There was no pyloric sign of this lymphadenopathy or leg edema. Blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse 102, respirations 22, temperature 97.5, weight is 207, saturation 97. HENT at norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Next supple, no venous distension, trachea midline. Chest, distant death sounds with wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no again, omegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthmatic bronchitis. Number 2 is history of bipolar disorder. Number 3 is allergic rhinitis. And number 4 is exogenous obesity and possible sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study with the bronchodilator studies. She was placed on prednisone 10 milligrams BID for 10 days. Also started on Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice daily with a spacer, and use the albuterol HFA inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, and advised to lose weight. A sleep study may be necessary at a later date, and a follow-up visit be arranged here approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Jessica Taft, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, Taft, T-A-F-T, P-A-C. Thank you.